Welcome back to another episode of the Profitable Audience Podcast. Today we are going to talk about webinars, mainly because Tony and her partner Liz just gave a webinar for the first time last night for a brand new class that they're presenting. So how did it go last night?
It went well, and true to form, you always tell me that I'm the reason why our webinars go long, because when you do a webinar without me, it's always 60 minutes. And sure enough, last night, Liz had done a run through of the webinar by herself. She said it was about 35 minutes. I was like, that's perfect amount of time. You know, it gives us time for some chit chat, Q&A, tour of the course. And sure enough, it was an hour and 5 minutes after we had gone through everything.
And I'm trying to figure out why that happens. Is it because you chime in the middle of the presentation? Is that what
it
happened?
Yes, 100%. Okay. But I have good things to say. So it's important that I chime in.
I just know that when I give it by myself, I'm like, okay, cool. We finished. But then like when me and you do a webinar together, it always takes the full 90 minutes. And by the end, I'm just not used to talking so much. I'm like exhausted, and I don't want to talk to anyone for the rest of the night.
So I think part of it is that, and this is not saying that you or Liz are bad at selling, but I often see opportunities to sell throughout the webinar in a very organic way. I try to model myself after Tiffany Ivanovsky, who we always joke could sell ice to an Eskimo. But if I see an opportunity to sell in the middle of the webinar, I want to do that, right? So like if Liz is talking about something and, you know, she's going over, like she was going over how to find profitable products to review for the program. And she was giving some tips on how to search. And there was just this pause in this moment where I was like, in the full course, we go in depth about XYZ and teach you, you know, whatever the next thing was. And I think that's important because, you know, I think from my our webinars, Liz and I's webinar, you can take what we teach you. And this is, I think, a goal for everyone who's doing a webinar. People should be able to watch the webinar and take action. You should give them enough information in your webinar so that they can get started doing whatever it is you're teaching. And the whole point is that what you're selling is then taking it to the next level. So yes, you could have watched Liz and my webinar last night, and you can get started, apply for the Amazon Influencer Program, make your first three videos, get placement. But if you really want to take this from a side hustle of $500 to $1,000 a month to something that's $4,000 to $5,000 a month or even greater, you need the course. You need all the strategies and tips. And so that's what I like to sort of pepper in the webinars, because I think you want to keep placing that in people's minds. Like, this is really good. Like, I could definitely get going, but if I want to be better, I need to take the next step.
So for people who don't normally listen to this podcast, you want to just tell people what the webinar was about before I start bombarding you with questions?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Last night, Liz and I, we just launched a course called the Amazon Influencer Academy. And it basically teaches you everything you need to know about becoming an Amazon influencer. Now, an Amazon influencer is different than what you are probably familiar with, which is the Amazon Associates program, which is the straight up affiliate program from Amazon. The influencer program is basically where you make videos, product reviews, basically is what you should, how you should think about it. And those videos actually live on Amazon in the product listing, in the Discover feed, in the Inspire feed, can live off Amazon in like ad placements, right? Like if you see an ad for an Amazon product off Amazon, your videos can live there as well. So this is basically teaching people how to do that, because when people watch those videos and then purchase that item or a related item, you earn a commission.
Right. And that commission is like on the order of 4%-ish, right?
Depends on the category. It's just like the affiliate program. You know, certain categories pay higher than others.
Okay. So let's talk about the parameters of this webinar. So how did you get people to come on?
So I didn't know this until right before we got started. Liz was really nervous about getting people to sign up to join the
Well,
webinar.
Everyone's always nervous about, I mean, I was nervous. Remember that first one that I did? I was very nervous.
So I have, like, I'm sure that when we did our first one, I was super nervous. I was not nervous at all yesterday, because I thought it's our first webinar. We've never done a webinar together. Even though Liz and I have worked on a lot of different projects together, we've never done a webinar or a training. And, you know, the course is brand new, so we haven't had a chance to get a lot of feedback from people on it, right? So we don't know what like the iterations are going to be, things like that. And we think our price point's good, but you know, all these things are sort of in beta right now. So I was like, hey, if we get 25 people on, you know, to sign up for the webinar, that's good because we're probably going to blow it, right? It's probably not going to be our best work. So I think if you're thinking about doing a webinar, put all those thoughts of like, nobody's going to sign up, all those things behind you, because this is your chance to make all the mistakes in the first webinar and then sort of iron them out. So how we got people on the list to sign up for the webinar. First of all, I emailed the list that we've been building for a profitable audience. So we have a email list of people that have been getting our Friday newsletters every week for the past year and a half or so. So I emailed those people, let them know there was a free training. One thing I do recommend, and you can do this in, I think, every email provider, is you want to have them click to tag to sign up. You don't want to send them to another page to opt in. These people are already on your email list. So if you have an email list of any size, send an email out promoting your webinar and make it easy for them to sign up. All they need to do is click on the link that tags them with the webinar tag that you've created, obviously, and then they're in, right? So then you can send them emails about the webinar. So I emailed our list, and then Liz emailed the list that she's been gathering just by being in the Amazon space, being in the influencer space for a while. So those were the first two things. She also posted in a couple Facebook groups that she was allowed to post in, like she got permission, because that's a big thing. If you don't own the group, you want to make sure that you're allowed to do that. So she posted in a couple Facebook groups. And then I actually posted on my personal Facebook page because I'm friends with a lot of bloggers. And that is actually, I think, the perfect candidate for the course is people who have already built an audience, but are maybe they got tired of blogging and they sort of let it go by the wayside, but they still have a Facebook page of 10,000 people, or they still have an Instagram account of a couple thousand people. So I think I actually, just from looking at who signed up, I think I got probably 10 to 15 people signing up just from my Facebook page, which I thought for on your personal page is pretty good.
Like the Tony Urbach page, yeah, or the Happy like Housewife?
My personal Facebook page.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Because of who my friend group is, I thought, okay, there's probably some overlap there. Next time I will probably post more on my personal Facebook page because of how many content creators I'm friends with. Because once I posted, I got a lot of messages. Liz got messages from people that we've known a long time in the blogging community that they were interested in learning more. So based on who I'm friends with, it was a good fit. We decided for the first one not to really reach out to affiliates because we do have an affiliate program for the course, but we felt like, hey, let's get the first one under our belts before we, you know, ask people that could promote us. But that's definitely step two. So if you don't have an audience at all, create an affiliate program and then ask people to promote it for you. Because let's just say you promoted it, right? You would earn 30% of every sale. I think that's what our affiliate cut is. So if people signed up, if you promoted it and people signed up, you would earn 30% or any other affiliate. So we did have I don't know what they would be called. So Kevin Sanderson, our friend Kevin, promoted it to his list. So he sent out an email just, I think, as a favor. He might be an affiliate. I'm not positive about that. And then the folks at BC Stack, which is sort of a kind of an affiliate marketing content type site, they promoted it to their group. So we basically promoted it to our own personal lists. I put it on my Facebook page, and then we had two people send to their list. So we didn't try to blast like I probably would in a, you know, going forward.
Mm-hmm. So what is the price point for the class?
Price point's $197.
$197. Okay, so pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
Did you promote on Instagram or TikTok or any of those channels?
I didn't, but we'll be doing that next time for sure.
Okay.
You know, because we literally just launched it, what, like 2 weeks ago, I think? So we were kind of still in this like hustle phase of doing it. So next time I would definitely promote on other social channels, and probably in the next couple of weeks we'll start making some TikTok or Instagram content to go along with it.
You know, we actually should have had Liz on here because you're like a veteran of webinars. Like, we do them all the time, but Liz probably hasn't done it in a while, right?
I think she's done some, maybe with Jungle Scout. She's probably done, maybe on the backside of it. She probably hasn't been the face of it. So.
But this is different because this is her product.
True.
And Jungle Scout has this gigantic list, so you're guaranteed to have people on, right?
Yes. Well, she said she was nervous that she wouldn't drive any signups, but it ended up being about 50-50 of the signups driven.
Okay. I don't know. Do you guys want to talk about how many people show? Okay. Yeah.
So let me talk about first, because Liz started promoting this like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, slow your roll, girl. Nobody signs up 2 weeks in advance. And I think she was like, okay, whatever. She's probably, if she listens to this, she's going to be like, I believed you. I don't know if she did or not. But what I found is that the closer to the webinar date is where you're going to see all your signups.
Sure.
So I think to do it the next time, she posted in the Facebook groups probably 10 days out, probably should post in them like 2 or 3 days out next time around, because the bulk of our signups came, the webinar was on a Tuesday, came Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday morning. So I think if you're promoting a webinar, really, you don't want to start pushing it until a couple of days before. No one plans ahead.
How many times did you send?
I only did one send.
Oh, you only did one send.
And normally I do 2 or 3. So, this is just kind of a testing the waters thing. And I think if it's your very first webinar, I don't know if I would do it a couple more times. Just depends on how confident you are in, you know, the presentation and the material, probably.
That's interesting. I would want more, as many people as I could get, if this is my first webinar, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
it's a numbers game.
It is a numbers game, but I think because we were doing it together, and I just didn't, like, I felt like we did a podcast together for what, 3 years, Liz and I? So it's not like we're not comfortable around each other, but we've never done a presentation. So to me, it's like, oh, I really want to get all the kinks out the first time around. So anyway, so we sent it out. That was our strategy. We had 166 signups overall, which I was very pleased with. I was like, if we can get to 100, I'll be happy. Because I felt like that was a reasonable number based on the fact that we haven't talked about it at all. The only people that really knew about the course were people in our course, right? Because I've talked about what I was working on. So they know about it from that. So I was like 100, to me, 100 was like, if we get 100 people, that's successful. So we ended up with like 150, 160. But then what I was really pleased about was that we had 50 people show up live.
Nice.
Which to me was really exciting. And the day of the webinar, and I think we might have talked about this before, but we send 3 emails, and you and I do the same thing. So we send a 9 a.m. email to remind people that the webinar is in the evening. And then we send an email an hour before, and then an email right as we're getting started. And I did notice that, you know, when you send that final email at like 2 or 3 minutes before, you do get, you know, people are definitely converting onto the webinar from that email. You're just giving them a reminder, right? Because like our email started at 8 p.m. You messaged me. You're like, why are you doing a webinar at 8 p.m.? That's too late.
Well, no, I didn't say it was too late. I was just surprised because usually you go to bed like an hour later.
Liz begged me to do 8 o'clock, and I was like, okay, I will do it. But it is not my favorite time. But Evie, our friend Evie in the course.
Oh, she was there? Okay,
she was like, I love this time. It's 10 a.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Because she's in Australia. But so we had 50 people show up live. And here's the thing that I think, and actually I think we had someone that we talked to on a coaching call a couple weeks ago, is the technology piece, right? Like, how do I host the webinar? How does
work? That was my next question. What was your platform?
You ready?
Webinar Jam.
StreamYard.
Oh, StreamYard. Okay.
StreamYard is an excellent, if you have the pro version, which is $49 a month, you can embed StreamYard in your webpage. She uses Entreport, so we embedded it on Entreport page, but you could easily embed it in a WordPress page. That's not hard. The chat is right next to the screen. So it has a built-in chat. You can have multiple people. So we had both of our faces on there and then the screen share. You can add your logo. So we had it logoed. It was excellent. Like, I think you don't need to do any, like, don't use Webinar Jam. Don't use those other tools. Like, StreamYard, I think, is probably, if you need a little tech help, is by far the best option, in my opinion.
Walk me through the chat piece, because that's the piece I've never really used. So where was this being, was this a YouTube live? StreamYard YouTube Live or?
No, it was just StreamYard. I think it just played in StreamYard and StreamYard was embedded on the page.
I see. And then what about the chat then?
The chat is literally embedded. So you know how like right now we're looking at our StreamYard screen?
Yeah.
So the chat is literally to the right of your screen and that's how it shows up when people are watching it. So but on the web page,
what does the chat look like on their from their perspective?
It looks like the StreamYard chat that we see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So all they have to do is put their name in, you know, to do the chat, like every chat box, basically. So they have to, you know, add their name and then it just shows up and they get a little avatar with their initials in it. And then they can, everyone can see each other's comments and it's super easy to use. Like that was the part that I was a little nervous about because I know we use like a sort of a hack chat. For ours.
It's not a hack chat. It's an open source chat platform.
We use an open source chat platform that just took
a
little bit of code.
I've never used that feature, StreamYard. I've never clicked on that. Because, yeah, I remember there's a, because we have the highest account.
Yes.
And so live stream is one of those options that I haven't tried yet.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So it's
so like
basically
it.
The live stream. The chat's great because everybody can see everyone else's comments and it all lives on your webpage. So you just embed it on your WordPress site. Whatever, you know, any platform you're using, I'm sure it's any place you can embed anything. We happen to have it on an Entreport page. And then we basically ran it the same way that we do things where the video and chat is on the page that also is where you buy the course, right? And so now the PDF is on there so people can download the slides and kind of makes it seamless. There's only one link that people ever need. And that is the page where we did the webinar.
Nice. Okay, cool. Yeah, I've never tried that feature. Maybe, I'm a little hesitant to try it for one of mine, just because what I have works, but...
But I don't think
it a hacked chat.
the open source. Here's the thing, though. I think that the tech piece for webinars is what holds 90% of people back, because they don't... Like, some of these webinar software tools are very expensive, or several hundred dollars a
correct.
Month.
Yep, that's
StreamYard's
correct.
$50. And you're probably already using StreamYard for something else if you're doing any sort of live broadcasting, which you should be no matter what. But the fact that you can use it for a webinar to me makes it a game changer. And for $50 a month, I mean, let's just say you do 6 webinars a year. You're paying for StreamYard easily with the webinar software.
Interesting. Yeah, most webinar software is a couple hundred dollars a month, but they also handle the email piece and all that stuff. But you can do that yourself.
But here's the thing. Chances are, if you already are launching a course, you have an email service provider.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And all you do is email your list or create a landing page and embed your email form on there, right? So when you email your list, I don't like making people add their email again. That's why I like the click to tag feature. But if you're, you know, driving people from social or you want affiliates to drive people, you just embed it on, like we embedded our webinar signup page on Teachable, right? So we sent people to Teachable to sign up for the webinar. That way, you know, affiliates could get credit and things like that. So made it really easy for people to sign up. And then, because we use Entreport, you know, there's a Zap integration, obviously, so it tagged people. But like when I email people from my list, I email people from Drip. And so I just tagged people and then they went into a sequence. So they're getting all the emails right now of, you know, here's the replay, here's the PDF, here's the discount, here's some success stories, all that.
Cool. All right. StreamYard. Yeah, it's going to put a lot of these webinar companies out of business, I guess.
I think it is, especially after using it last night. And they also have. What do I always ask for?
What do you always ask for?
With webinars and things like that.
Where they're from?
I don't know. I want like the intro music.
Oh, yeah. So you guys had intro music?
So there's a countdown timer on StreamYard and you can set it to where like at 30 seconds, a big 30, 29, 28 is on the black screen and there's like music and like swirling colors. To me, that's like, I'm sold. I've never used anything else. I have an intro. That's what I've always wanted. It's cool. It feels very professional. And when you have the professional version of StreamYard, like instead of having the little duck you know, in the screen, we were able to put the little banana logo in the top of our screen. So everything was logoed and branded. So honestly, I know I'm like a hype man for StreamYard right now, but I was pretty blown away by how easy and how good it looked.
I mean, I've moved all my podcasts over to StreamYard too, because they have that same feature.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. So we got the platform. It has the live chat, and all you did was embed it on a website.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the structure of the webinar. How did you guys run it? Just walk me through the timeline, actually.
Yep. So basically, you know, the webinar started at 8 p.m. When people come on, I think one really important thing that you need to do is welcome guests when they
come. Oh, hold on, time out. Before we even get to that, why 8 p.m.?
I hate 8 p.m.
Well, it kind of makes sense, right? Because people are off work.
Yes.
On both coasts, right?
Yes.
So was this a U.S.-centric webinar?
Yes, because actually the influencer program is really most effective if you're in the U.S. It's pretty hard to do if you're outside the U.S. So we assume that most of the people are going to be U.S.-based that are interested in this program.
Okay. Because, you know, back in the day, I actually used to do my webinars at 6. And mm-hmm. the idea was, you know, people would be off work and they would just watch. They'd be eating dinner and watching or something like that. And for the East Coasters, they'd be, I don't know, watching in bed or something. I stopped doing that because it was a pain in the butt for me. But in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, maybe I should go back to that for higher conversions. Do you guys have any opinion on that?
I think it is a good time. As much as I hate working at 8 p.m., as far as like my energy level is not the same at 8 p.m. as it is at like 11 in the morning, but it's definitely, I think, effective for hitting people all over the United States with the time zone issue, right? Because you're right, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, people are, you know, pretty much done with their day. Their kids are probably in bed or getting ready for bed. And on the West Coast, you know, you could be watching it on your phone while you're making dinner, or, you know, it's just nobody's really at work at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Or not nobody. There's a lot of people who work late. But you could, if you did work a job and you wanted to watch the webinar live, you could probably make it happen.
Yeah. So you're telling me now we should do all of our webinars at 9 p.m. your time?
Yeah, send coffee.
Okay. All right. So I was just wondering why Liz pushed for that, because I know you don't like to do them.
I think it's more effective, especially because like our crowd, our target market, like anyone can be an Amazon influencer. It is not limited to anybody, right? Like this is something that I think is cool because you don't even have to be like technologically savvy. You don't have to have experience like with WordPress. Like there's just like it's the bar to getting in is very reachable for everybody. But our target market is really moms, right? People looking for that side hustle that they can do while their kids are taking a nap. You know, maybe they took some time off of work to be home with their baby or their toddler, right? Or maybe they're doing like work sharing where they're working 2 days a week. And, you know, so they're working part time and they're just looking for, you know, some $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month. And that's very doable in your free time with the influencer program. So when we think, okay, we're targeting people who probably have children, almost definitely have children, probably have a job or have a lot of parental responsibilities, like they're the primary caregiver of the kids. What time are those people probably going to be available? Either after bedtime or like around the dinner time where you could put a show on for your kids and, you know, watch while you're making dinner or something like that. So it also had to do with our demographic.
Okay. Back in the day, I remember people told me the optimal time to have a webinar was 11 a.m. Pacific, mm-hmm. which was 2 p.m. Eastern, or later at night, depending on where in the world your people were. Like the Australia folks like the later times, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But the people like in Europe prefer the earlier time. So,
yeah. But for the influencer program, it's not available for people in all geographical areas outside the U.S. So we're not really even marked. In fact, we had someone ask us if they could create videos in a different language and things like that. And that's just not where Amazon is right now. Are they going there? Probably, right? Like that's definitely going to be in the future. But right now, it's really a U.S.-centric program.
Okay. All right, so let's go back to structure. So yeah. You started out by just chit-chatting, I would imagine.
We actually kept the chit-chat super low, which I know you're shocked about.
Interesting.
Yes, I know. So a couple tips that I like to do, we do this as well. Welcome everybody by their name. So when someone comes into the chat, you want to call them out by name. You don't want to just say, welcome everybody. You want to say, hey, Karen from Toledo. Hey, you know, Missy from California, you know, whatever. So I always ask, hey, type in the chat where you're from, you know, just to get people participating in the webinar. And the other thing is, once you say somebody's name, they're just more likely to stay on the chat and stay on the webinar. So I try to say every single person's name that comes in the chat. And so if you've ever watched Tiffany do a live, she sometimes is like, Missy, Tracy's, she's like just shouting out names. It doesn't matter. Like if your chat's scrolling, like you can get every name in. You just have to kind of just shout them out like a cheer. But, you know, obviously we had 50 people on. The chat was very manageable. And so, you know, hey, you know, Sabrina, how are you? Or hey, Carolyn, who in here is already an influencer, right? Like you asked that one question to get people going. And we actually got into the presentation at 8:03. So, yeah.
Wow.
So very quick.
30 minutes. Okay.
Because here was my thought on this, because we sometimes take 7 to 8 minutes to get into the presentation.
That's correct.
I wanted people to know that, like, you need to be here, right? Like, you need to be here and we're getting going. And so, like, people, like, when we started at 8:03, there were probably 42 people on. So there were like 7 or 8 people that joined later. As you know, as the time went on. And so we got right into the presentation. The presentation was basically what I think are the highlights from the course. So things that you have to know to get started. If you don't know these things, you probably either won't get accepted into the program or you won't get your videos approved. So, and I think those are crucial for people to know. Obviously, we're training them how to do this. And so we want to make sure that the crucial steps. So the three crucial parts were, how do you get into the program? You know, because if you're not in it, you can't make any money. How to get your videos accepted, because so there's two acceptances in this program. There's the getting into the program, just basic, and then your videos have to be accepted. So they have to see your video content, and those first three videos you make are actually your most important videos you'll ever make for the program, because Amazon actually reviews those with a human. So Amazon will never look at your videos as closely as they do those first three. And you only have, I believe, 3 shots at those first 3 videos.
Okay.
So if you don't get in on the third try, and you can, if you do 3 videos and you don't get accepted for placement, which is what the videos are for, you don't have to retry with those same 3, but you only get 3 tries overall. And then you're out.
Then you're banned for life.
I don't know if you're banned for life, but like you're not in, right? You can...
Right.
No matter what you submit, you're not going to be in. So that was our second real big meaty thing that we covered, was like, how do you get those 3 videos accepted? What are the core components of that? And obviously, we're not able to guarantee that people will get accepted to the program because we don't make those decisions. But we do know from research, talking to thousands of influencers, like what are the things that will pretty much get you not accepted, and then the things that are really important. And then the final big piece that we talked about was, how do you find those products that are going to make you the most money? And what are the strategy behind that? Now, the strategy is actually really complex for, you know, if you really want to, like, there's a difference between someone making $1,000 a month and $10,000 a month, right? The person making $1,000 a month is reviewing products that they bought on Amazon already and they have in their home. And that's great. $1,000 a month is a lot of money for people. But $10,000 a month, it's your full-time job, right? Like, this is what you're doing. And so we tried to cover the $1,000 a month. Like, how do you, I'm going to buy a stapler, right? I have a stapler right here. I'm going to buy this on Amazon. How do I buy the stapler that's going to make me the most money if I choose to make a video about it? So basically, that's what we showed people was, you know, there. If you just need a stapler, or you just need a dog food container, like, how do you pick the dog food container that you have the best chance of earning money from? And so that was the third core component of the webinar.
I see. So in terms of the full class, is there a live component to it?
We do have a monthly Q&A.
Monthly Q&A. Okay. And so you did teaching for 37 minutes?
Well, an hour.
an hour. Okay. Walk me through the sales part.
Okay. Before I do that, though, I want to say we had natural breaks in the teaching where we stopped for questions.
Okay.
Because I think one of the important things, I don't like to answer every question during the teaching, but I do think if the question is very, very specific to something we just said, I think covering that in the moment is really valuable for people. You don't want to answer every question because you want to force people to stay till the end, right? And right. we say throughout the webinar, and you and I do this as well, we're going to get to every question at the end. We'll stay as late as we need to. You know, don't worry if we don't get to your question, we will get to it at the end. So I try to pick the questions that are the most relevant to the topic that we're talking about right that minute and save the other questions for the end. So once we completed the presentation, we basically did exactly what we do for Profitable Audience and Profitable Online Store. We gave a tour of the course. So I went into Teachable. I showed the course outline, which is actually, I think, viewable if you go to the course page. I think you can look at all the modules. But I basically called out in each module what I thought was the most valuable for if you wanted to buy the program. So one of the things we teach is there's different types of videos you can make for the influencer program. You can make horizontal or vertical, and they live in different places. So we go into depth on which is better, which is going to make you the most money, where those videos live. So I called out sort of like, hey, we go into this in depth. We didn't have time to do that today. But in the course, you know, you'll know which videos live where and why you make what video when. So calling out things like that. One of the things that we didn't go over at all is basically your dashboard. So how do you read your stats? How do you find out like if your videos have been placed? How do you see your earnings? A lot of people can't find their earnings because Amazon makes it really complicated. So I called out, like, we have in-depth lessons on reading your dashboard, understanding the Amazon ecosystem, things like that. And then the other thing that I really like to call out is we have a very robust section on that product research, which is really the key to making the money. So I said, you know, we kind of gave you the basic tools today. However, in the course, we go in depth. We talk about, you know, finding products that you want to buy in your home, finding products purely to review, and how do you take the next steps to do that. And the final thing that I talk about in the selling point is, you know, you can make a lot of money just making these review videos, but you can also make more money doing things like promoting your videos other places, working with Amazon sellers. I talked about the beauty of double dipping, right? Amazon seller pays you to review the product, and then you still make the influencer commission. And I said, you know, we go into real depth about like how to find reputable sellers to work with. You don't want to work with people that are like agents, right? That are just emailing 1,000 people a day and aren't going to pay you, things like that. So, you know, I kind of glossed over why that's so important and how that's like really the next step in the monetization level where, you know, not only are you making $5,000 a month from your product reviews, you're also making $5,000 a month from brands, right? Paying you to review their products. And then after I went through that, we talk about having the live Q&A, and then I say, hey, we have a special discount for the webinar, which I mean,
I think that's what I was going to ask you actually. What was the
33%, which was a terrible number. Never do that. Make it a dollar amount.
Okay.
people aren't good at math.
What's the original price of the class then?
$197, and with the discount, it's $132.
$130.
I know. It's terrible.
No. Actually, there's a science to that. Well, no. There's a science to that if you're doing a payment plan.
Yes.
You want to use like weird numbers so people can't do the math and figure out that they're paying more for the payment plan.
It works great for a payment plan. It's not good. I should have just been like $125, right? Because I was like having trouble doing the math. So never make people do math when it comes to figuring out the discount. Like always make people do math when it's like a payment plan, right? Because you want them to think like, oh, that looks similar, right? Even though they're paying $200 more or something like that. So that was a mistake that I made, which is funny because I do pricing all the time. And as I was going over it last night live, I was like, this is so dumb. Why did I do this? I did the standard. I hate to give away all the tricks, but I want you guys to know how to do this. I didn't talk to Liz, but I was like, the first 10 people to buy get free half hour consults.
Oh.
And And Liz was genuinely surprised, so it worked really well. I was like, sorry. And we had several people join from our courses. And I'm like, y'all know me. I like to do the Oprah thing. Like, you get a consult. You get a consult. but it gets people really excited. It sort of moves the needle to get people to buy right away, right? Because you put the scarcity mindset. Only 10 people get the one-on-one consult. I actually think the one-on-one consult for this is really valuable because we'll review, we'll review your videos, which does increase your chances of, you know, getting them accepted the first time, because we can flag stuff pretty easily. And I mean, not everybody probably wants that, but like, you know, I think that's probably the most valuable part of like doing a one-on-one with us is video review. And so that was actually, people were like in the comments asking about it. Have 10 people bought yet? And I actually didn't have anything up other than the webinar because I like to keep everything. We were doing screen shares. I didn't want a bunch of tabs open. And so I actually legitimately didn't know. And so this one lady was like, I want to buy, but like I'm on my phone. I mean, she was doing something else, obviously. And Liz is like, shoot me an email. I'll make sure you get a consult, Maria. I'm like, hold up. But I think that sort of, obviously it's a little planned, but, you know, sort of the spontaneous, you know, people were, you know, immediately. So it was funny, like as we were doing the webinar, people were buying the course.
Right.
Because they want that consult. And I think it is pretty valuable, especially for a course that was so low. In fact, one of the people that's in our course was like, is that per month? I was like, no. I think the price, though, is very fair for the content in the course. Like, I feel like this is about a $200 course. Like, that's, I mean, I think it's worth well more. Like, you can make that money back your first month as an influencer easily. But I also know, like, when I look at the depth of our course, that's, you know, $1,100, you know, we have probably 45 lessons in the influencer course where we have over 200. We're doing live office hours once a week. We're doing them once a month. There's differences, right? Like this is definitely more of a self-serve product, and we're there to help you along the way. So anyway, and then we basically ended it after that, basically let people know that they can watch the webinar and the slides will be emailed to them. And then everything comes down on Friday. So discount ends on Friday. The video is taken down on Friday, and the video is actually pretty valuable for people because of the screen share that she walked through for finding profitable products and showing people the product listing anatomy and basically walking people through like why this is a good product and why it isn't. That's probably the most valuable part of that webinar. And so hopefully trying to encourage people to go back and watch that again and then make a purchase decision, obviously, for us.
Okay, so the webinar was yesterday, which was Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
So what's going out via email these next couple of days?
So this morning, the email was just, hey, thanks for joining us. If you weren't able to be there live, you can watch the webinar right here. Don't forget that the discount ends Friday night and the webinar will be taken down on. So today's was really simple. Tomorrow, they get the PDF notes. So they get
PDF. Oh,
it's
nice.
It's just the slides this time, just the slides. Okay. But I will turn it into something nicer than that for the next one. So they get this PDF slides. They can still watch the webinar. There is a success story in there of someone who went through coaching with Liz, which is basically she went through the course before there was a course. Right. Within 3 months, she was making $1,000 a month. So we do a little short success story with her. And then once again, pushing them back to that main webinar page where they can buy the course as well as get their free slide download and watch the webinar. And then Friday is basically, this is your last chance. Don't forget to use your coupon code, you know, end of story. And then there's two emails that go out Friday, one that goes out in the morning and then one that goes out, you know, at like 5 o'clock at night.
Cool. Did you guys do the SMS thing at all? Or
we didn't.
Okay.
I don't have it set up for me, like any of my stuff. So I thought about it, but I was like, I don't have time to set this up.
Right. Actually, you know, what's weird is I think for my webinars, the SMS is what works the best, better than email, just because they're getting this text on their phone. So that's why I've continued to use it. That's why I pay money for each send.
Yes. Yes. I think SMS is a definitely, if you already are using SMS or that's you're doing a webinar, I think it's definitely something you should incorporate. We'll probably move to that next time around, but neither of us had it set up. So there wasn't really any, I didn't have the bandwidth to do that this time.
So any expectations?
So we Friday? Sold 10, 11 courses yesterday, 10 or okay. 11 yesterday. And then Liz actually sold her extension tool as well, which nice. We don't, it's funny. We don't talk about the extension at all. So Liz has developed an extension to help you find those profitable products really quickly. So as opposed to doing like the 6-step process, it's a 1-step process. But it's expensive. It's, I think $1,000 a year. Maybe there's probably a coupon out there for it, but it's worth it if you're doing this for real, 100%. Because I have the extension. It saves so much time for me. Like, probably saves me 30 to an hour a week, 30 minutes to an hour a week of just finding the products. And it helps me find the right products. All the products I've bought because of the extension have like placement and are doing well. So.
Well, I mean, you only buy products now that the extension recommends.
Correct.
For your everyday
correct.
Life.
That's right. That is true. But we don't promote it in the webinar because the course and the extension are different. You can do the entire program being an influencer without the extension. It's just going to take you a little bit longer, but you can do it and you can have success. There's a lot of people that don't, a lot of people don't have the extension and are making a lot of money with this. Yeah. But what we do is when she's doing the product research screen share section of the webinar, her extension is in all, she's not using the extension, but you can see it in there, right? Like it's set up kind of like if you have Jungle Scout on your Amazon account, like it shows up when you're looking at products, no matter what, if you don't turn it off.
Yeah.
So it shows up in the video. So we had someone email us today or yesterday, I don't remember, basically asking if they could bundle it and they could get both. And we do give a free 4-week trial of the extension in the course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, overall, it sounds like the webinar is very successful. It seems like you got a third of the people to sign up and then a crazy 20% conversion rate on the people that did sign up. And I'm very curious what will happen when that Friday deadline passes, because we're recording this right now before that deadline.
Yes, I'm curious too. Everyone that signed up overnight is, either on the webinar or over the, in the last 12 hours or so, like were people that we were chatting with in the chat, talking to specifically. There was one person that bought that I didn't see in the chat. And so, but it's someone I know personally. I didn't know they had like any, I'm like, you create content? Like it's a friend, like it's an old friend. So it'll be interesting to see, like, I feel like, cause you and I see this all the time. We interact with people in the chat. There's people that definitely are more active, have a lot of questions, a lot of back and forth. Those people almost always buy. Right. Yeah. So basically all those people bought right away. And so it'll be interesting to see, do we get another surge at the end of people that were really quiet that we didn't know were on, or was this kind of it? Like, did we get, I don't have a lot of expectations. I'm like, hey, we sold however many we sold. Like I feel like that's successful in itself. Obviously we'd love more sales. It's not like, don't no one buy it. Like obviously buy it, but I'm happy with where we are right now. And I think moving forward, we're going to change a few little things. I think the biggest thing we're going to change is just more promotion.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Now, for more information about this episode, go to profitableaudience.com/podcast, where we list all of the tools and resources mentioned in our show notes.
And if you enjoyed listening to this episode, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. When you write us a review, it not only makes our day, but it helps keep this podcast up in the ranks so other people can use this information, find the show more easily, and get some awesome business advice.
Leaving a review is by far the best way to support the show. And please tell your friends, because the greatest compliment that you can give us is to provide a referral to someone else, either in person or to share it on the web.
And if you're interested in building your own profitable audience, subscribe to our free 6-day mini course where we walk you through the exact steps needed to find your niche, build a website, grab email subscribers, and monetize your content. You can sign up at profitableaudience.com/free.
Thanks for listening.